Most of the practices in India at the time were ascetic practices. People trying to find a way to liberation would lead a life of strict self-denial, which often harmed their bodies and caused them to face death. After the prince left the castle, he went to the woods to join people gathered to practice asceticism. He practiced with such intensity that those around him were shocked. His healthy body became wrinkled, and his eyes sank into his face. When 6 years of harsh physical training had passed, the prince thought hazily to himself, "I have punished my body so much, yet I cannot find the answer. The more I hurt myself, the more I think about how to bear the pain. I want to find a way to save people from old age, illnesses, and death. But there are no answers in inflicting pain on the body." The prince then got up with all the energy left in him and went to a nearby river to wash the dirt from his body. Emerging from the river, he was exhausted and could not even move. A village girl named Sujata saw the prince and gently offered him porridge with milk to regain his strength. As he ate, he became revitalized and felt ready to start his training again. Slowly looking around him, the prince's eyes fell on a large Bodhi tree. He felt that the tree was calling to him. He said to himself, "This time I will surely find the way to liberation for people. Until then, I will not move." He sat down under the tree, crossed his legs, and gradually closed his eyes. An evil spirit that tempts people with evil thoughts was watching this. He panicked when he saw what the prince was doing. "There will be no place for me if people no longer suffer from pain," he said. "Evil thoughts and deceiving hearts only exist because people want to escape from their pain. There must not be a way to save people from the pain of this world." The evil spirit tried every possible means to cause the prince to give up his attempt to attain enlightenment and to end suffering. But the prince's heart did not waver. Instead, he smiled and looked as if he were playing with the evil spirit. The evil spirit said, "There is no way to influence the prince's mind." Finally, he gave up and left him alone. When the evil spirit was gone, there was a serene world again. The prince calmly asked himself about old age, sickness, and death, and he answered back. As he continued the process of self-questioning and answering, he was able to see all things very clearly. When the morning star appeared in the December sky, the body of the prince glowed and shimmered as if made of gold. "I now understand," the prince said. "Eventually all people get old, become sick, and die. There is nothing in the world that does not change. This is the truth. Though sickness, aging, and death are sad things, they are the signs of our valuable lives, and all lives are supporting and helping each other. We are not just living, we are caused to live, and we are mutually supporting one another. We are all living this one life together. Oh, how wonderful it is! All of the lives shine brightly together." After the prince became enlightened to the truth, people began to call him Shakyamuni Buddha. Because he wanted to teach the truth to as many people as possible, he traveled for miles in the hot sun. Sometimes he made new roads or paths along the way in order to teach both the rich and the poor. As he carefully took each step with his eyes focused in front and slightly downward, people could sense a strong light coming from him. They could not help but feel great reverence and respect. During his long journey, Buddha saw a giant elephant coming his way. The elephant was carrying many heavy things on his back. He was so big that his steps made the ground shake. Buddha showed respect to the elephant by touching his head to the ground, then putting his hands together in prayer. Even though the elephant's steps were very close and made a cloud of dust over Buddha's head, he continued to bow. A disciple traveling with him asked, "Why did you pray to the elephant?" "I showed respect to the Buddha in the elephant," he said. "The elephant never complains, and he does what is needed for the people. The mind and attitude we see in the elephant is the most precious thing in the world, and it is the heart of the Buddha. That is why I showed respect to him." "I understand. The Buddha is anyone who has the heart of the Buddha." His disciple was grateful for the lesson.